I'm good. I'm good. It was that was fun. That was fun. Just because, you know, the other day the offense kind of got off to a fast start against the defense and, you know, had them on their heels, and then it flipped. Today the defense got off to a fast start and kind of had the offense on their heels. And to me, like I told our team, that's the makings of a good football team. I mean, if there's the offense is always dominating the defense, or the defense is always dominating the offense, then we got a problem. And what I saw was over the last couple days is a team that's becoming a team. Guys that are competing extremely hard. We got some guys that can make some plays on offense and defense, and I believe in special teams. And I just think we got to keep growing, you know, and I just think we got to keep working and paying attention to detail. We had too many, for me, on offense, too many misalignments and those type of things that we need to clean up. On defense, there's still, you know, we got to continue to tackle better and swarm the ball. We need to get more turnovers. But I thought it was a good effort by our guys. Again, the thing that I like is a different schedule today for them. You know, that we came in early, we had our walkthroughs at normal time, and then there was a lull, you know, in the day. So I really talked to them last night about their process, because hopefully someday we're a team that are playing Monday night games, more Thursday night games, more Sunday, you know, early evening games, because we're becoming a really good football team. You just never know how that's going to happen. So you got to handle all the things that can happen in a National Football League. So our guys' process as they come in each and every day, you know, when you walk out on the field, regardless of what's gone on, you got to make sure you eliminate distractions, so when you come out, you can put your best foot forward. So as a group, I think we did a good job, but, we're inching our way closer to getting ready to play a football game.
Can you talk about Corey?
Yeah, well, that's what he does, you know. He's not doing anything that I'm surprised of. I mean, I said it before, that's why we draft him. He's a tremendous, talented young man, and he's got some growing to do. There's some things he's got to clean up and continue to get better at, but he always finds a way to make a play, you know, and that's what you're looking for in a guy that has the opportunity to score football like he does. And there are some other guys, you know, obviously in order for him to catch those balls, there's some good protection going on. There's a good ball thrown, and he's able to make some plays. So he's just got to continue to do that, and that's something that, you know, we're counting on. But at the same time, there's a whole lot that goes into that.
How encouraging was what you saw from Robert tonight, that connection between those two guys?
I think it's good, but I think the most important thing, I think Robert's doing, is protecting the football. You know, that's what's going to give us the best chance to win games. I think, you know, I love all the big plays, and that's what quarterbacks do in the National Football League. But what you have to do to be a winning quarterback is win. And on top of that, in order to win, you got to be able to take care of the football. And so I think he's done a good job of that. Again, if we can do that, run the football, and then make explosive plays like I think we can, then we got a chance to be a decent offensive football team.
What did you think of the running game today, Hugh? I mean, I know it was a ton of runs, but you did,
yeah,
a little bit.
I didn't like it. Well, I'll be first to tell you, I didn't like it. I liked the second part of it. There was a couple of times I think Crow had some good runs. We got to get our pads down. But I think what it was, I think our defense said, forget you. We're not letting you run it today. You know, and that's going to happen. We play in AFC North. There's some really good defensive football teams. And they're not going to just let you walk out there and just run up and down the field. So we got to become a gritty group, you know, up front. And we got to find a way to make the run game go. And we will. I feel very, very confident about that. But again, I was happy with Coach Horton and the defensive staff and our defensive players by slowing the running game down. That's a good thing.
What does Corey Coleman do to separate himself from other receivers?
Well, I don't know that he does something spectacular that separates himself, but he has he's just very, very talented. You know, he can make contested catches. He has the ability to adjust to the ball in the air, and he has the ability to make plays down the field, and that's what he did. You know, and he's a fantastic player. I think we all recognize that. But again, he's still a young player. You know, we're doing it in practice. I need to see him do it against competition, and that's when we'll say, okay, maybe he's arrived, but he's got a ways to go.
In terms of historical significance, have you thought about it, or can you speak about what it means to you to be part of a team that has a Blackman as a general manager, you as the head coach, and an offensive and defensive coordinator who are both African-American?
I don't look at it like that. I think we have some of the best people in our fields at what we do at those positions. I've never got caught up in black and white. I know for me, I hired the best guys that I thought could help our football team win. I know Sashi's extremely talented at his position. Andrew Berry's extremely talented at his position, and we feel comfortable and confident in the people we have, and I think Dee and Jimmy do too.
Do you recognize the historical significance of that, though?
You know, honestly, I never thought about it that way. I mean, I don't, you know, I probably should, but I don't. That's not my focus. My focus is those coaches and those people who are in those leadership positions doing everything they can to help this organization win.
One of the things Corey seems to have demonstrated over the past week or so is the ability to keep his feet in bounds and have that toe-tap awareness. Can you talk about
yeah,
that?
He's, again, he knows how to score the football. You know, he knows how to get from here to there very fast and get the ball in the end zone. I mean, he's proven that. But he got some things to clean up. I mean, again, I don't want to anoint this young man yet. You know, it was way too soon. I'll be first to tell you that. Has he shown some very unquestionability? Yes, he has. I mean, so I want to give him that. But at the same time, he knows there's some things I'm expecting him to get cleaned up to here real fast in order to be the type of player I think he can be.
What are some of those things?
Well, I think he's got to get lined up right. You know, I think there's a lot on his plate that we do that he's got to learn how to handle the right way. And I think he will. Again, it's early for him. We've had, what, six practices, and we have a lot more to go before we get ready to play. We have a game next Friday, so there's a lot of work. We have a big day tomorrow. So it's another opportunity for our guys to grow and get better. You know, the fun part for me is going to be how our guys respond to tomorrow, because we're going to get a little rest, and we're going to get up, and we're going to do it again, a little differently than what we're doing it today, but we'll do it again.
You know, to Corey, to make those plays, the ball had to be there. Did you talk about the accuracy of the deep throws?
Oh, it was outstanding. You know, again, I think you guys, I keep saying it, you keep watching Robert get better and better and better right before your eyes. And, you know, he's no different than any other player I'm coaching. There's an expectation that I have for that position and how they play. There's an expectation for the line, defense, offense. And our guys got to meet that expectation, and I think he's trying. And that's all you can ask for. And, you know, he'll keep growing and keep going after it. Good things are going to happen.
One of these days soon, I'd like to see Corey go up against a Pro Bowl cornerback such as a Joe Hayden. I mean, he really hasn't worked against
Tremont. Tremont's not too bad.
Tremont's been in and out a little bit.
Yeah, well, he was out there today, you know. So, I mean, he plays against our guys in practice every day. There's no question. We can't wait to get Joe Hayden back. But at the same time, I mean, we have to play against the guys that are out there, and I feel good about our corners. I don't want our corners getting beat by Corey. Please know that. But at the same time, this guy has that uncanny ability to make those plays. So I think that's a good thing for us, you know, and hopefully we can continue to do that.